Good morning. How's everybody doing? Good morning, everybody that's checking in. Good morning, Cheryl. Good morning. Hey, y'all. Hey, Tasha. Hey, Jazz. Good morning. Y'all, I got up this morning and I was so excited about today. Good morning, Tasha. Tasha, you looking fine, girl. I've been looking at those videos. Hey, y'all. So really quick, I just want to jump in because I got to go and can't stay on here very long this morning. I woke up. I'm just so ready to go work out, y'all. I'm excited. Good morning, Jazz. Good morning, Adriana. This morning, I woke up this morning early and I was like, I said, let me just figure out, I needed to clean up, needed to get my house together and all those things that I needed to do, because I was thinking yesterday that I never really work out on Sundays anymore. And I think that's a part of me that I kind of miss. I like working out. So like, I'm slowly like getting back into to my routine. And like on Sundays, I was laying there, I was like, dang, I need to go work out. And I haven't really felt that way in a while. So I was like, I'm not going to do my live long because I need to go work out. Like I need to, as you know, the thing is about when you're motivated and that fire comes on and it hits you, you got to keep going. Like you got to just keep going and keep pushing yourself because, you know, life is, you know, we have feelings about, you know, things we do, things that we have to, you know, deal with, you know, all types of feelings that are involved in our day-to-day lives. And I feel like this morning I was like, I need to go work out because Sundays, I normally don't work out on Sundays, but I said, I got to get back to it. And I know if anybody knows, like, one of the things that I've always believed in, if you want something different, you got to do something different. And lately I haven't been, you know, well, not lately. I'll just say over the last couple months, I haven't been in a mindset of me wanting to push myself to work out. But like this morning, I felt it. Like this morning, it was like, you know how you have that gut in your stomach, that gut feeling? It's like, I really wanted to go and work out this morning. So I was like, dang, but I have to do my live. I said, let me just do my live and then I'll go work out because it's something that I got to get back into. I remember I was working out on Sunday and I've been trying to play back events in my life that changed me or made me feel different about life. And I know that, you know, when I was working out on Sundays, it made me feel different. It was just always a different feeling, you know, when I was working out on Sundays. So I said, I'm going to get back to it. And because I usually use Sunday as my self-care day. And I think that, you know, working out on Sunday, that can be a part of my self-care day because I enjoy working out. And, you know, over the last, you know, 3 to 6 months or so, like I haven't had the ability to be able to work out like I wanted to because, you know, I had the setback. So now that I am feeling different, I am feeling motivated, I am feeling, you know, getting those feelings back, like it made me feel so different this morning because I even wanted to do it on Sunday because over the last couple months on Sunday, I've been thinking in the mindset of self-care is my day where I relax. I'm thinking I got to relax on Sunday. But a part of self-care is just the things that you want to do for you. So I think that maybe like a Friday or Thursday, maybe I'm going to take off. But like on Sundays, I want to just bring it back because like on Sundays, I've kind of made my days on Sunday like geared towards me and the things that I want to do. I don't really take clients. I don't do a lot of stuff that I used to do on Sundays. So I think it just gives me more time to critique myself in my workout, just to kind of like, you know, meditate if I want to. Good morning, everybody. It gives me more time to meditate and focus on me. So, and that's a part of, you know, what I wanted to get into today. It's about bouncing back, you know. In life, we all have setbacks, you know, and it's nothing wrong with it. It's about you bouncing back. I mean, what happens is, you know, you have these setbacks, you may, you know, get down, you may get depressed, you may get in a situation that you feel like you can't get out of, but you can bounce back. You know, it all starts with your mind. And that's why I always believe that mindset is everything, because it all starts with your mind. It all starts with the mental part of you thinking and knowing that you can get things done. And then once you kind of apply like the things that you're thinking, like you can get things done, it will help you, you know, become more consistent in the things that you want to do. It help you build back your routine. You know, like for the last couple of weeks, I've been just praying to God that I could just get back into a routine. Because if I can get back into a routine, then that will build my consistency back. And we're talking about me working out. So I've gotten my routine back. I've stopped some days, but then I get back in it. And I think that in life, you know, those that have that, you know, solid routine in place, those are the ones that, you know, take their brands to the next level, their life to the next level, like whatever it is, your body goes to the next level. Like a lot of times I had to sit back over the last couple months and think about, you know, the processes of, you know, the things that I've been through in the last 5 years with my workout journey. And when you sit down and think about those things, what brought you to the point that you've become, it's like you think about, well, dang, I'm not doing this. And then you know, it's something about mentally that it does to you that makes you feel like you want to do it. But getting back and bouncing back is not the easiest thing to do, guys. Like, I have tried and tried and tried, like, over the last couple months to you know, get back on a regular routine, get back, you know, in the gym, working out, eating right. And so I get it, you know, because I hear people tell me all the time, like, how do you stay so disciplined? And I think that a part of my weight loss journey, I was so disciplined within it. And I'm praying to God every day that I can get back to the discipline that I was. I've not fallen off like that bad. And, you know, I'm not going to take credit from myself. So, but I do want to get back to the way it was, if not even better. And I know that, you know, a part of my discipline came from me being consistent, me doing things in a routine like every single day. So, you know, if you are that person, like this morning, you can't find like the ability to be, you know, disciplined or consistent, just write down a routine that you need to do every day and focus on it. You know, sometimes, you know, like if you're like me, I'm a visual person. I need to see things. I need to see it first. And once I see it, then I can start doing it. So what I did a couple weeks ago was I started writing down like everything that I needed to do. And when I wrote it down, I said, because I've always like got up and meditated, you know, and like prayed in bed. But one of the things that I was missing in the morning was my workout routine. And it's like sometimes you feel like you know it's supposed to be there, but sometimes, you know, in life, you might have to just write it out and you may need to just see it. Because seeing is believing, guys. And I think that, you know, since I've started writing things down again, I started using my mirrors. I started writing things down like I used to do in the beginning of my weight loss journey. Sometimes you have to revert back to, you know, the things that you used to do in order to get you back to where you need to be.